Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Motorists and human rights lawyers welcome High Court Judge Justice Francis Bere's pronouncements yesterday that it is unconstitutional for the police to demand spot fines and impound vehicles at roadblocks.
The police have been actually acting outside the remit of law. You cannot force somebody to pay an amount which he can pay within 7 days at a police station.
Former ZANU-PF Senator Agai Georgias scoffs at revelations that he had an account with the under-fire British bank, the HSBC, as economists call for action from President Robert Mugabe on colleagues and business people who prejudice the country of hundreds of millions in tax revenue.
And the ZANU-PF Youth National Executive Committee prepares for President Robert Mugabe's 91st birthday party. The youth are also pushing for the day to be declared a national holiday.
We are going to have a clean-up campaign on the 21st of February in Victoria Falls, whereby we are going to engage all the youth associations and all the youth from ZANU-PF. We are not looking where you are coming from, but as long as you are a youth in Zimbabwe.
Former Senator and Economic Development Deputy Minister Agai Georgias has scoffed at reports that he had an account with the under-fire HSBC Bank. Information released from the bank indicates that Georgias' account was eventually closed, and at the time the bank data was obtained, it had a zero balance. Georgias, who owns Trinity Engineering and Georgia Dis Tracking, was added to the European sanctions list in April 2007 after he was appointed deputy minister. He was removed from the sanctions list in February 2011. He's among a list of 198 people with Zimbabwean roots who had accounts with the bank that is being accused of promoting money laundering. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu first asked Georgias if it's true that he had an account with HSBC.
It's not true.
It's not true?
It's not true.
Did you at any one time open an account at the bank?
No, not at any one time.
But these are details that they have, for example,
well,
that...
I don't know where you got those details from, but 100% I have never opened an account with HSBC Bank.
But do you know of any Agai Clement Georgias in Zimbabwe?
I don't know of any Agai Clement Georgias apart from myself. I don't know where you get the information from.
The bank released the information with
well,
all those details.
You better find out from the bank where they got that information from. That information is definitely wrong if it's linking me to that account.
How about the phone numbers that they list that actually belong to you?
What phone number?
For example, there's a 621-531, which is a Harare number.
Yeah, that's a Harare number, but those numbers are public numbers.
So you were never at any one time an account holder, an account that was later closed?
No.
Are there any attempts on your part to reach the bank and ask about why, for example, someone should open an account with your details?
No, that is your problem, because I'm not going to take this lying down.
That was former Senator and Economic Development Deputy Minister Agai Georgias speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Meanwhile, economist Christopher Mgaga with South African research house Economita Global Capital says President Robert Mugabe should move with speed and act on the revelations that some senior government and ZANU-PF politicians, including white farmers, were working with the British HSBC Bank to hide assets and avoid paying tax as they siphoned the money out of the country into offshore accounts.
I would definitely call it a very unfortunate incident, and it's a black moment for a nation which is struggling to make ends meet like Zimbabwe. That's the reason why Africa, and in this case Zimbabwe, is failing to develop. And having people like ministers, influential business people, some of them, who time and again would gain audience with the president of the country, being found on the wrong side of the law, I think this could certainly show the caliber of people who are working around Mr. Mugabe. the very people who have the kind of influence and access to go to State House to meet him are the very people who are pushing Zimbabwe to tend to become a pariah or a banana republic, kind of. I think you know for sure that the vice president of Zimbabwe, who had been at the helm for 10 years since 2004, had lost their position in government. The allegations bring the case of corruption. So Mugabe is really sincere with corruption if it wasn't a case of just witch hunting, but it's a case of trying to stamp out corruption. And this could be testimony of why even all the policies the government is trying to push around, like Zuma said, who never see the light of the day, simply because there is a government with people who are corrupt.
Mr. Mgaga, countries like France are now trying to seek more information from HSBC and also to make sure that that money is returned to their countries. Can Mr. Mugabe and his government do something to ensure that the money that was lost is brought back?
Obviously, this is a case of laundering. It's a case of tax evasion. Already, paying tax is a serious crime, even in Zimbabwe jurisdiction, which I believe that Zimbabwe has to take serious action in bringing to book all the individuals. So I think it's an opportune moment for Mr. Mugabe's government to show to the world that there is security in arresting corruption.
Economist Christopher Mgaga of Economita Global Capital speaking with us earlier from Harare.